good morning or good afternoon, depending where you're listening in the world. I am Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to The Carrie O'Connor Show. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. I'm here for you during these times of acceleration of change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that is literally written in our DNA a little easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show. And you could ask any question, but I do encourage you to be specific and ask what's on your mind at that time. And the phone number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And you could be writing that down, and we'll be open up the phones after our first break. And what I wanted to talk about today was up-and-coming events that we have here. This is a busy week for us. We're starting off a kickoff week of the Mastery Series, Series 2. Series 1 was a very popular series. I'll let people listen to from around the world. It's a four-week series every Thursday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you can't join us at that time, it is taped, and you're able to listen to it and re-listen to it over and over again because you have an access number. And so, again, if you can't join to us at that time, you're able to listen to it. And if you are able to join us, you're able to join in and ask us questions. And so during these, what we're doing is taking different tips and tools that I've learned over the years and what I get from my guides and angels, and we're going to cover different empowerment tools to give you tools so you can change your life to live a more empowered life. If there's different things in your life that you are not manifesting, let's say a job, money, if there's not career, health, relationships, all of the answers lie within us. All the answers and keys are within our energy field. So the more we strengthen it, the more we get out what I call the energetic snarls, the more we have access to our birthright. And our birthright is for each and every one of us to have grace, ease, and abundance of love, life, money, health in our life. And so these are, they're described on the website, so you can go to www.carrieoconnor.com, and you can mark that as a favorite because we're changing and putting up new events all the time, free teleclasses that are happening, and so that would be a very good thing for you to do, and sign up for the free newsletter. And again, we do not sell our newsletter list out. We only put stuff that we're doing here, and so we will let you know about any upcoming events, and so you could sign up for that on the website, www.carrieoconnor.com. Then on Friday, June 8th, 19th, we have the gathering, and that is where people can attend physically or non-physically. And this is where I'm going to, at 7 to 9 p.m., I'm going to give a channeling of the information, again, that I'm receiving from the 12-12 Council, and then I will take questions and answers, and then we're going to do a healing attunement. So I'm very excited about this because I'm really being urged to bring the people together, as we all are. It takes a village. We've heard that a long time ago, and now is the time for us to be proactive. Now, each and every single one of us has our own unique key, our own unique soul imprint, and so we're all part of this big picture here of creating peace on Earth, and now is the time for us to take action on it. So the gathering is starting. We also have a lot of events coming up. We're going to have a lot of, again, teleclasses all throughout the whole summer. So the best thing to do is get on the email list and, again, mark us as a favorite. We also want to remind people about the sponsorship abilities here. So we are listened to on several radio stations that are across the world. Some of these stations are listened to 132 countries across the world, and the archives are hit at least 500,000 times a month. So we're really going out there and expanding the word. And so if you have a product, a service, something that you would want to bring out to the world, now is your opportunity and time to give us a call and become part of a sponsorship program, and we will specialize a package that will just absolutely fit your needs. And so we're going to also be able to help you bypass a lot of the stuff. Sometimes when I first started out doing sponsorship, it was kind of new and foreign to me, and so I will give you some tips and tools of what to do and not to do and make it real easy for everybody, because I called it like the flashlight for people that are going to a place when they're in a doorway and they want to, again, expand their business, expand their products, expand their their life. And so if you have products, anything from, doesn't have to be metaphysical. We have people that are accountants and they want to bring you information and they're coming in as sponsors. So it doesn't have to only be metaphysics. And again, if you're a healer, if you have, if you do services, we hit all areas around the world as far as being, heard. And so this is the time for you to jump in and be, get out of that doorway, and we could be the flashlight that could help you see how easy it is to do that. And again, we offer all different kind of packages. So you could contact the office at union1111@yahoo.com to get information about that. And also, before we go to the phone lines, I was talking to a friend of mine, David, actually on the show we do earlier, BLQ, at 10 o'clock. And he told me this amazing story that's, I guess it's on the YouTube, about this boy that, this young boy named Jonathan that was talking about reincarnation. And he, ever since he was born, even when he was little, he would have nightmares. And ever since he was able to talk, he used to talk about having planes going down and that the little Jonathan, the little man, they couldn't get the little man out. And so, make a long story short, it's the most documented case of reincarnation that they have right now. I know Brian Weiss did he's a doctor from Harvard, and he also did not believe in reincarnation, but when one of his clients started giving him information through a hypnosis session, it absolutely changed his life, because they were able to go to a cemetery plot and be able to see where she was buried. This little boy he remembered, and his name was Jonathan. And so the coolest thing is they were able to connect him to his family, so he was able to meet his brothers and sisters in another life, and he remembered stuff such as his mother drew a portrait of him and the sister, and so he gave the sister information that nobody else would know. It was really family, I don't want to say secrets, but there were family stuff that absolutely nobody else would know, never mind a seven-year-old boy. And so he was able to confirm all of the family information, his name, he was remembered where his plane went down. They have it documented in the history. And then also Japan heard about this story, and they invited him to go over there and his family, and they did a peace service as far as recognizing the war and really trying to have completion and closure with this. And so he went there, and he threw flowers and during the ceremony, and he really broke down. He started crying much more than his parents were ever. So they never saw him really breaking down and sobbing, and then he never had nightmares again. So that's all, when I talk about in our energy field that we contain all our information. This is a fascinating story, and it's again all on YouTube. And what's so wonderful about this is that it's not about the phenomena, it's about the closure that we had. This boy was having nightmares after nightmares after nightmares about getting stuck in a plane and getting burning down. And so here he was able to have closure. So there he had no more nightmares. He was able to reconnect. And so that's when I talk about when we take the charge out, that we can have an energetic hangover that's absolutely affecting our present day life. When we're able to clear that, get the snarls out of our energy hair, then we're able to have much more flow in our life. And all of us have those instances. And if you don't believe in past life, that's fine. Take what resonates with you. Throughout the rest, you'll find what you need somewhere else. But we do know that we store everything in this incarnation in our energy field. So, and that means every single instance of pain, rejection. So the more we clear those out, the more we bring them up to the light to identify them, the more we are able to have more peace in our life, more flow in our life. And that's what this is all about. This is a grand time of healing, and this is cellular healing, because when I look in the energy fields, it causes cellular post-traumatic stress. And so can we all do something about clearing our energy? Absolutely. That's why I always talk about energy exercises. And speaking of energy exercises, I give free energy exercises all the time. If you've not emailed and asked for those, you can do that. And to work with them, to get into a habit. And that's the hardest thing for a lot of people, is to start integrating them into your daily life. But these are easy tips and tools that a lot of times people ask me, how do you, your reading style, I notice has changed over the years, and you're even getting more details than you were very detailed oriented before. And why and how? Because I am constantly changing, expanding, and working on myself during this whole process too. So of course I'm going to get clearer and clearer information. So I really encourage you to get an energy maintenance routine, and if what I do doesn't resonate, again, find something that does. And the most important thing is the practice, because again, think of a little boy having having a major closure, and now he doesn't have the nightmares anymore. So think of if all of us did that, took the responsibility and accountability to clear out our history, to clear out those wounds that are so deeply embedded in our energy field, how much more flow, how much more abundance we would have in our life. And so, again, that is our responsibility, and then we could live a more, much more co-creative life and experience a lot more joy, and then all of a sudden we would see a lot more of that in our life. When we have what I call an energetic fog, we can't, it's hard for us to manifest. And so the more we direct our energy with every thought, word, and deed, we're doing it consciously or unconsciously. So the more we become conscious of how we're directing our energy, and especially when you add the energy of word behind it, it's like adding extra punches, what I call it, where how I see it out of our mouth is as extra zing. And so out to that unified field that takes in every order. It's like a short order cook that has no opinion what we're ordering for ourselves. That's what unconditional love is. Loves us so much that if we say we're fat and ugly and that we're poor, then that's what we're going to be experiencing more. So when we start flipping what our words are around and really looking at life as much more abundant, much more peaceful, then that's how you're going to see life. And this is not airy-fairy. This is practical information that when you start applying it, you will absolutely see a change in every aspect of your life. We're going to go to our first break, and when we come back, we're opening up those phone lines. You're listening to The Carrie O'Connor Show, and I will be back after these short breaks.
Internationally recognized healing phenomenon, reconnective healing, is the subject of the best-selling book, The Reconnection, Heal Others, Heal Yourself, by Dr. Eric Pearl. Featured in various media worldwide and most recently acclaimed in the new film, The Living Matrix. Reconnective healing allows us to transcend energy healing and technique to access a level of healing that can be used to help others and ourselves. Immerse yourself in these new frequencies of healing and learn an approach to healing that scientists have shown is very real. Come learn reconnective healing in Portland, Oregon, June 20th through 21st. For more information about the transformational healing power of Reconnective Healing and the upcoming Portland seminars, call Reconnective Healing instructor Christine Upchurch at 206-953-3573 or visit thereconnection.com. That's thereconnection.com.
Have you been baffled by the unanswered questions in your mind and heart? Are you ready to see your life unfold right in front of your eyes? Tap into the power of your inner voice, embrace the wisdom within, and live life to the max with the empowerment psychic, Linda Dickinson. Visit Linda at InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096 for a private session that'll help you live life to the max. Listen to Linda on The Dr. Pat Show and call in to connect with your guides.
Introducing the featured re-release of Kat James Grassroots best-selling book, The Truth About Beauty, Transform Your Looks and Your Life from the Inside Out. The Truth About Beauty represents the most comprehensively researched and inspiring body and beauty guide to date. It's been called a masterpiece by New York Magazine's two-time Nutritionist of the Year, Oz Garcia, and a path to personal triumph by former Glamour publisher Suzanne Grimes. The re-release edition of this modern health and beauty classic features 40% new material, including James' long-awaited recipes from her acclaimed Total Transformation programs, plus her living formula for freedom from food obsession, state-of-the-art natural skin, supplement, and anti-aging strategies, and a natural product resource guide called Worth Its Weight in Gold by Marie Claire Magazine. If you're ready to get serious, get the truth about beauty and transform yourself today. Visit informedbeauty.com.
Margaret McElroy is an internationally recognized psychic, medium, and gifted spiritual teacher, graduating hundreds of students from five continents, a popular magazine and newspaper clairvoyant from nearly a dozen publishing houses. She's authored 8 books and hosted syndicated radio shows on over 30 stations around the world. Margaret says there's never been such a thirst for metaphysical knowledge. Check out her website at margaretmcelroy.com. That's Margaret, M-C-E-L-R-O-Y.com.
Thanks to its listeners, Alternative Talk 1150 has become the most refreshing talk radio in our area. Now we want to hear more from you. Log on to 1150kknw.com and take a brief survey. Besides helping improve your favorite station, you'll have a chance to win an overnight trip to Victoria, BC, courtesy of the Victoria Clipper. Log on now to 1150kknw.com to be heard and to have a chance at winning. Contest details posted online.
And I am Carrie O'Connor, and I'll be with you for the rest of the hour. And our number here is 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, why don't we go to those phone calls?
Sounds like a plan-o-rama. That's my new term for the day. I just kind of brought it up there. It happens from time to time. I come up with crazy words, and that's going to be the one for today. Plan-o-rama. That's right. Patty from Boston, Massachusetts is calling in. She's had to move 3 times in the last 3 months. She wants to know why. So, Patty, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. So a lot of moving, Patty, huh?
I'm exhausted.
Yeah, I'd say so. You know, it's interesting. The first thing that I'm seeing, first of all, it's going to stop and slow down because I see a paternal grandfather coming in and giving you a horse for horse medicine. So I would look up horse medicine as an animal totem. And when I see them pulling back the reins and I'm hearing, whoa, horsey, think of that as like being able to, again, slow things down, especially when he's pointed to the number 8. And so think of from now to August, and it doesn't mean you have to have another move until August, but it's like being able to have, as you enter into August, have much more balance in your life. And also, Patty, see why all the moves are for, what all the moves are for. So think of that. Sometimes spirit has us, or we kind of, it seems kind of crazy and rocky, and we're running, and then all of a sudden, when we finally land, we're able to ground, then we look back, and we say, oh my gosh, all these experiences gave me, I know why I'm hee-hopping around, you know. And the first thing I saw behind you was this ant, a great big ant, and that might sound odd, but everything is symbolic and everything is a message. And so I'm seeing, in the way that it's standing behind you, it's like a colony of ants. And so think of every single move that you did, you're building your colony. So you're opening up opportunities. You're becoming like the queen ant. And ant medicine is very powerful. It's all about, think of how much ants can lift their weight. It's that, you know, 2,000 times or 12,000 times more than their weight. They're able to work hard workers, that they're able to, again, create these amazing tunnels. And so think of that. You're becoming the queen, meaning that you're stepping into this place of graduation, is what I call it, from now to August, and really empowerment, changing generational patterns, especially on dad's side of the family, really clearing it out. And again, being able to have this place of balance. And when I see sideways eights, that's infinity eights. So that's, again, all about balance, where you could feel like you could really root down, have a place to put your roots in. And I'm seeing turning the corners. And what is the middle of July for you? Why is he pointing to that?
Well, I don't know. That's probably when I have to make my next move.
Okay. All right, because I'm seeing that the middle of July is, and he's also talking about an anniversary in July, and I'm seeing tears and sadness. So think about, and I hear 11-11. So think of over the last 11 years, even when you were 11 years old, it's important for you to take the time after the radio show to see what was going around in the period when you were from 11 to 13 years old, and then go back to, again, the last 11 years in our life. We all have cycles, and we continue cycles, and it doesn't have, everyone doesn't have an 11-year cycle, but we all have different cycles within our body that come up for us to have healing and clearing. And this started at 11 years old, and even going back to when, like, you were 11 months old, and this is where I'm seeing shaky foundation. So it could have been pivotal moves within the family or people trying to ground down, and they weren't able to. And so there's a part of our consciousness or subconsciousness that is always looking for grounding, always looking for balancing. So when we have that, it feels like somebody has our back, right? So I look at it as a great big U shape, like somebody getting ready to hug us. And so when we feel energetically supported, it allows us to stay more in the now and co-create, to be able to put our energy more into creating the future. And so when we don't have some, feel like we have somebody watching our back or getting our back, then we feel like it's very shaky, then it feels scattery, and then it feels like we're spinning around like a tornado. So think of this as a time right now, and again, from now to July, because I see that your the move, the last move that you're doing is like four, is like the glorious move, that this is the time where you could put your roots down. I see literally crystal energy coming all around you, and even crystal in the ground, so it could have a lot of quartz crystal, and that would be very good for your energy field, and granite in and around there, and it's a good move, a smooth move. And again, by the time it comes into August, you have like realization as far as what this all was all about. And think of working with think of calling in. Are you familiar when somebody gives you an animal totem, what that's all about?
No.
Okay. I really think it's important for everybody to understand, because we all can we can hear or about the archangels, like Archangel Michael is for protection, Ariel is for like life purpose, and Gabrielle is for messages. And so when they, our guides and our family members give us animals, that they come with same properties, just like the Archangel Michael is known for protection. So animals are here as like earth angels to help us to work with their properties. So when they're handing us those kind of things, they're here to help us. So think of that, if you looked on the internet and again read Ted Andrews is an excellent book that's on the internet, and read about ant medicine, read the whole thing, because it also asks you questions as far as, do you feel organized, do you feel like things are in order or not, and what to do with this, because this again is a transitional period that started a good 11 years ago. The month of 11 last year of 208 is significant, and also he's talking about last 207. So visit, think of those times of what was happening in your life. And again, this is a turning corner, and I'm not seeing you having to make any more moves. And especially when you get into to the month of August, it's like you feel like you're, I see you on a like a lazy chair, like a lounge chair. So it's like you could put your feet up and feel like you could finally, again, ground down. And then you could look back in your history and say, I understand this is why I'm here. This is the perfect place for me. That I feel so good here. This is where I could ground. This is where I could expand. And so then understanding that those moves, again, think of we're getting pearls of wisdom, everything. It's like a nut, a squirrel getting nuts in those different moves. And then this is the time to get you exactly where you were. And then you'll probably find out that that place where you're moving to wasn't available beforehand. So that's entailed some of the moving. So really have some review time, because it's really important for you to look at the history, because what you're doing is clearing out a lot of residual energy that has to do with the history, and that's going to really empower you and feel like you deserve the break today, and that you're being able to, don't think of this as going to be the rest of your life of having to travel around in that nomadic kind of life, okay?
I'm going to make an offer on a house next week, and I'm wondering if that will go through, and maybe that's what you see closing in August.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then you could absolutely find out that the house was not, again, available for or whatever. Absolutely. So think of that. And then as things can start rolling, when it goes into the middle of, I keep on seeing July 11. Again, the middle of another 11. So pay attention to see the numbers 11 on the clock. You look at the clock, it's 11:11. You get groceries, it's $11.11. That's the sign of the fathers coming in to tell you that they have the support. They're bringing energies from above, meaning the angels, the guides, the family members, down to the earth angels. So this is where, again, the ball starts rolling. July 11th is significant. And then, again, I see you in August in the easy chair. So that means to me, relaxed, grounded, and having by November in particular, that it was all like a foggy nightmare, that it was all like it all makes sense as far as putting all the pieces together to get you exactly where you're supposed to be. Okay?
Great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome. You have a wonderful day.
All right, and that leaves another line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. And Carrie, why don't we sneak off to a quick break so we can get started with our next caller, and we'll get a full reading.
Okay. That sounds like a very good idea,
cool.
Benny.
Larry King listens to him, and even Oprah listens to him. And now you can listen and see him live at Benaroya Hall. Genesis Global Spiritual Center welcomes Michael Bernard Beckwith to Seattle on June 16th to celebrate an evening of miraculous change. Change your life from fear to faith, from lack to prosperity, and from loneliness to community. Get your tickets today to see Michael and his wife, Ricky, weave together a tapestry of inspiration and insight that will change you forever. For tickets, go to changingnowforever.org.
Learn how to help people deal with loss and the grieving process. The new online certificate in bereavement studies at the Center for Integrative Health focuses on the spiritual, cultural, and workplace aspects of loss. Completely online, the one course per month format allows you to complete the certificate in as little as 9 months and earn graduate credit from a regionally accredited institution. Financial aid is available. Visit centerforintegrativehealth.org for the National University Systems Center for Integrated Health. That's centerforintegrativehealth.org.
It's a new day. Join intuitive coach Dawn Marie Stansfield every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific right here on KKNW AM 1150. Dawn Marie focuses on the self-empowerment of individuals by examining present-day circumstances. She offers practical tools you can use to help overcome difficult situations and move forward on your life path. Learn more at dawnsvision.com and catch It's a New Day with Dawn Marie Stansfield, Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific.
Can you imagine a world where noodles are calorie-free? For centuries, Japanese women have eaten these noodles. Used in soups and other dishes in Japan, these miracle noodles have been highly regarded as a health food that's good for the intestines and for weight loss. Now they're available here at MiracleNoodle.com. As seen on ABC News, Miracle Noodles have zero net carbs and zero calories. You don't have to give up noodles anymore. Just add these noodles to your dishes, dramatically lowering calories while still enjoying your food. Low-calorie dishes are made easy by including Miracle Noodles, and the whole family will enjoy eating them. Just use Miracle Noodles in place of carbs in a meal to reduce calories easily and dramatically. Now you know why it's called Miracle Noodle. Add noodles back into your diet now, guilt-free at MiracleNoodle.com. That's MiracleNoodle.com.
Did you know that there's a direct link between smoking and back pain? This is Dr. Bonnie Verhunts, here to share some information about smoking. Tobacco smoke contains over 4,000 chemicals, including nicotine and carbon monoxide. These chemicals constrict arteries and interfere with blood circulation, which results in oxygen and other nutrients not being properly circulated. The nerves in the spine then become weak and brittle. The good news is that once you quit smoking, proper blood flow returns. Regular chiropractic adjustments ensure that blood flow and nutrients are properly flowing to your spine and organs. For tips on how to quit smoking and how chiropractic can help, visit our website at vitalitychiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521 and be sure to listen to me, Dr. Bonnie Verhunts, on the Dr. Pat Show the second Tuesday at 10 o'clock of every month.
and you're listening for the till the top of the hour. So, Benny, why don't we go to those open phone lines?
All right, and I hope you would stay with us for the top of the hour. That'd be a good thing, because I'd still be working my little tush off over here. All right, we're going to stay local. Actually, we'll bring on Serena from Bellevue. She had another moving question as well, so we'll kind of stay with that. This is good for mortgage, brokers and real estate agents out there, because, well, if without these callers, we wouldn't have them working hard for them. So let's see here. Serena, she's from Bellevue, Washington. She's ready to move. She's in kind of a situation. Is it going to be Seattle? Is it going to be Tukwila, which is actually in the south end here? So which is it going to be? Serena, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Appreciate
You're
it.
You're welcome.
You know,
go ahead, hon.
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, we'd all planned on moving to Seattle, and then at the last minute, it just seems like Tukwila is really going to be a better choice for us, but I'm really concerned about, you know, if it's going to be the best thing for my kids or not.
Mm-hmm. What I'm seeing is, you know, it's kind of funny when we all think we're pointing to one direction and all of a sudden it's like spirit or whatever comes in and just changes the whole deck of cards is what I call it. But when I'm looking at the Chuck Willis place, I see a whole big Hollywood lights over it, and I'm hearing that it's my symbol of Hollywood. And then when I see gold and silver, and that's exactly what I'm seeing behind you, that means golden and silver opportunities. That's also the sign, my symbol and sign of male and female balancing. And so think of sometimes we try to control life or think this is the direction we're going to come in, and then even part of our higher self that comes in and says, you know what? This is the direction for more expansion, better for everybody. And even though change can be scary, and change just is like, to change for kids, change for everybody. And, of course, we want to be able to balance everybody. When I'm looking at energetically, you're already seeing the results that it's going to be having better possibilities and better expansion is what I'm seeing. Then Seattle, in very quick expansion, because I see the you're getting the roots, and the roots go into the ground very quickly. It's like putting a pot, a plant in the soil. And that there's, when I see miracle growth soil, that's my sign and symbol that this is, again, a miraculous growth, quick expansion. And what we resist persists. So that's what I heard from maternal grandmother on the husband side or male side. And so think of that's where we can, if we resist when opportunities are coming, and actually what I'm hearing is like the third sign or fourth sign that you got to make a plan to go to the other, but not Seattle. And so think of that this is where we can, when you want to review the last 3 years in particular of your life and the whole family's life of different things where we could get messages, but then all of a sudden we kind of pull back because this is what I see is like the gold and silver opportunity, and so that means balancing for children, that they like that kind of color energy. And also there's a part of when we say to the universe we're willing to expand, we're willing to trust, allow, surrender, that's that we get a whole new deck of cards. It's like we get, think of it as like a lens. We all kind of look through this it's like one lens that goes forward or like a flashlight. Then imagine having a wider lens. And so the wider our lens, the more we can see where we're stepping. We actually have clearer opportunities. We can see clear opportunities versus the narrow lens. The narrow lens goes into a part of traditional patterns. Stay on the safe path, you know what I mean? So there's a part of you're already seeing the more benefits in the other town. So it's going to be able to getting into having yourself trusting, allowing, and going for it, jumping in, and that's where it's going to spill over to every direction in your life. And even having where you could get the kids, I see them around the table and getting them excited about it, and even using like the analogy that even, I mean, literally different places hold different energy to things, and sometimes we could just go 20-minute miles down the road or 20 minutes down the road, and it's a total different energy dynamic. Every single town, every single area has a different energy component. And so some people do better with different things, and you have to take the whole family unit and involved. So think of with the whole family unit that place in particular is better for growth, for expansion in all departments than Seattle. And so that's where I feel like I'm just confirming for something that you already know. So they're saying, again, go for it, move ahead. And I say, and I'm hearing, just do it, that song, go for it, move ahead. Benny, what's that song? Go for it, move ahead. It's like it was by the It was kind of like a band that was like a pop punk music. But anyway, when I hear that kind of sound, it's like listen to messages on the radio for further confirmation. Good move, smooth move. You're already, I feel it's more of a confirmation reading. And when there's gold and silver in a background or in anybody's energy field, to me, that means golden opportunities, new opportunities to come. And that's gold and silver really goes down to the physical world. So that's a wonderful thing. It's solid. It's solidity. It brings in a foundation. That's wonderful. Good for you. Good move.
Oh, I'm so excited to hear that. Thank you. I appreciate
You're
all
welcome.
Your insight.
And happy moving.
Thank you.
Celebration. That's what I get the kids into, the celebration part, excitement, acceleration. How exciting it is to be teaching them even flexibility and new moves and being able to go with having the flexibility to go with the flow when it looks like flow is taking us into a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Terrific. Thanks again.
You're welcome. You have a lovely afternoon.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, that leaves another line here open at KKNW. It's the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819. And let's see here. Let's go off to Memphis, Tennessee. We have Pam calling in. She wants to know what's up, Carrie, in the next 30 or 60 days. Pretty much a short-term outlook. So, Pam, welcome to the show.
Hi, Carrie. And this is Pam, Denny.
Hi, how are you?
Hey. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. All right, so Pam, you looking at what's going on with 30 to 60 days?
Yes.
Anything in particular?
I actually prepare financial transactions for people to come into the market to provide project funding to jumpstart the economy. And I've put these packages together for buyers and sellers for the last 2.5 years, and up to this point, nothing has transpired. And I was waiting, hoping something would finally work and click.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What I'm seeing is whenever I see it, sounds kind of like an odd symbol, but spirit guides and angels and our family member speaks in symbolic language. So it's a picture says 1,000 words. And so it's interesting because when I see a symbol of the ultra bright toothpaste and I see it like getting the top on and getting squeezed in the middle, and like it looks like a pressure, think of that's where you try to put a smile on, you're trying to think up, you're trying to put the buyers and the sellers together, and there's that pressure, and the ultra bright is like feeling like when is this, like the top of the toothpaste feels like it's going to explode. Then I'm seeing that there's a break with this, and so that means positive break. So think of that, that all of a sudden that tight fist is off of that toothpaste, and so things start flowing, and so think of ultra bright. The whole theme of the commercial is smiling, white teeth people, so it's not about our teeth. It's about the ability to take a bite into life, that people are smiling, so that means good outcomes, that people feel more of the flow. The toothpaste represents more of the energy flow, and so it's not cut off or feeling like it's strangulated, especially around the throat chakra. And so the throat helps us balance the head and the heart, so we're not too much in our head and feeling in the getting to the coulda, shoulda, wouldas, or how abouts, in the heart. Its energy is all can be when it's cut off from the mind. It gets into the logical. Emotion, and feeling people's emotions. And a lot of people right now are feeling very shaky in the emotion part. So it's more flow between the head and the heart, because the goal is to think with our heart and feel with our head. And so that allows a lot more flowing. And so think of that. The fist is gone right now. We're taking it off. And so that's like a tightness around your throat chakra. And then it's going to help your energy to flow more. And then it's going to absolutely, you're going to see that. It's like where people start following along with the same It's like you're helping them get their out of their tight-fisted energy postures themselves, and then there's a flow because I see a river start opening, that the water starts trickling even if quickly over even the next couple of weeks, and then all of a sudden the water starts to flowing down a lot faster. So think of water always makes a pattern, and it's determined. And so, and then when the water starts, the trickling of the river starts getting wider. That's again flow for you. Over the next, again, 30, 60 days. So it's like a blocks removed, feeling it again flow, I'd absolutely, Pam, work with your throat chakras, because think of everything on the inside of us is reflected on the outside of us. And so the more you can use your voice, especially when you feel frustrated, even using your chin and moving it around and trying to make like a sideways eight, that's opening up the blocks in the throat, and especially when you feel tight, restricted, and also tapping your thymus a lot. That's going to be able to help you flow, and then again, it helps you look the whole situation flow differently, especially when I see your eyes energetically almost like bugging out the last couple of months in particular of frustration. And so this is going to help you be able to handle over as you get over to the next couple of weeks. But I do see a break in this pattern. As soon as it's like a bubble bursting, then then I see that the river just keeps on flowing. So that's a good sign. Okay?
Okay. And you're right. I've been feeling this like a cord on my throat.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
30 days. Oh, okay. And I could physically almost feel it, but I couldn't see anything.
Yep. That's exactly when I'm seeing that stuff, it's like it's literally in the energy body. So that's where when I'm saying to you, tap your thymus, and even the thymus is 4 inches below the throat, and move the energy. Even take your chin and tap your chin. Do those EFT, emotional freedom technique. If you go on the website, they'll tell you easy tapping things. So tapping around your eyes, going down your chin, going down to the thymus. Even those short ones, just around the eyes to the lips, to the chin, to the chest, that would be very helpful for you, because it's going to help that get that cord off of your chest, your neck, which goes back to where I see it as a great big hand, and I call it the God's hand. I mean, it looks like it's coming from the sky. So that's like where outside circumstances feel like it has a stranglehold, and so the more you get that off of you, the more you're going to feel the flow. The energy literally starts flowing. Then it starts clearing off any kind of fog. That acts like a tuning fork to other people to get the out of their fog, and then it starts to flow. So we really, truly attune people, and we are talking to each other energetically all the time. And so that's where the dentine smile is, like where people feel like they can take a bite out of life. Shiny teeth means to me as far as smiling, and that we have healthy teeth, meaning bite out of life, action, flow starts going, and that the blood is literally going to the mouth. And so absolutely do energy maintenance to clear yourself, because that's going to help you over the next couple of weeks, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
All right.
Gary.
You're welcome, hon. Happy flowing.
Taking a bite out of life, that would be kind of along the same lines of McGruff, the crime dog. Remember?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
that's
taking
right.
a bite out of crime, but it's taking
that's
a bite
right.
out of life.
That's right.
I like that, Carrie.
All righty. All well, right. We're going to the last break of the day, and we'll be back. You're listening to the Gary O'Connor Show.
Have you been longing to reconnect with nature? Yellow Bear Journeys is an eco-tour company that designs and guides tours in the Pacific Northwest and Hawaii with a unique focus of restoring the hope, strength, and joy of each traveler and bringing clarity to their next step in life. Journeys are designed to reconnect you with nature in gentle ways that allow enjoyment without overwhelm. Call 360-918-8121 or visit yellowbearjourneys.com.
Is Egypt calling you? Join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman for an initiatory journey to Egypt, May 2010. Picture yourself meditating in the Great Pyramid, cruising down the Nile on a private sailing yacht, and exploring ancient temples in exclusive visits. For a journey that expands your consciousness and opens your heart, call 866-903-6463 or visit EgyptIsCalling.com.
Hi, this is Anna Luque, author of The Yogurt Diet. Based on scientific research, this lifestyle has been carefully formulated to promote weight loss and boost the immune system. The Yogurt Diet will help you achieve overall balance and radiant health, even if you suffer from lactose and gluten intolerance, yeast infections, digestive problems, and more. Consuming yogurt daily is an excellent way to optimum health and ideal weight. And the yogurt I recommend is Greek Gods Greek Yogurt. So thick and creamy. Greek Gods yogurt is simply yogurtlicious. Greek Gods yogurt is full of probiotic bacteria, good for overall health. And it's made with all natural ingredients in the same tradition yogurt has been made in Greece for centuries.
Try the Greek Gods popular honey yogurt or the tangy yet subtly sweet pomegranate. Don't forget to try the new Greek Gods kefir cheese spread. Great for dips or as a healthy substitute for sour cream. Be happy. Go Greek. Experience.
experience the myth.
Man, you know, Benny, I want to get my life back and walk without pain. And I heard about a shoe that's a natural solution for heel and back pain.
Well, you know, Susan, it's actually called Z-Coil Pain Relief Footwear. It's a shock absorber in the heel that cushions the pounding in your step. And it provides less impact, which means less pain.
You mean I can walk with my kids again without that nagging heel pain?
You sure can. Give Z-Coil Footwear a try. Call 206-838-7338. Or you can even try out their website, yourtwofeet.com.
Unlock your divine power and become the true master of your life with visionary clairvoyant Terry O'Connor every Monday at 10 a.m. on The Dr. Pat Show. Using her extraordinary connection with spirit, Terry can energetically view your true inner blueprint and guide you to your soul's highest purpose. Explore your personal connection to your authentic self and let your spirit soar as it was truly meant to. That's the Carrie O'Connor Show. Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern on The Dr. Pat Show.
Welcome back to The Carrie O'Connor Show. You're listening to The Carrie O'Connor Show. I'll say it again and again.
Wow.
And Benny, why don't we go to the phone line?
That was cute. You almost went into like some song. I just needed
a
dance routine afterwards.
I was
afterwards.
About to sing out, break out a song.
It's the Carrie O'Connor Show. Hey! I should be a lounge singer. Okay, let's go off to Cheryl. She's calling in from Federal Way. Lately, she's been having some issues with her son, having problems in school. So we'll see if we can help her and her son out. And I believe it was Grady. I believe it was her son's name. And Cheryl, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome, Cheryl. So what's going on?
Well, he's having some difficulty with focusing. I've had him on some ADHD medication, which seemed to work, but I don't really like worrying about side effects with it.
Right.
And
right.
So I'm thinking that maybe a naturopath might be a good way to go to get what he needs. I just haven't done that step yet.
Okay.
And he's having just trouble in school.
Okay. But I'm
he's passing, but...
I'm seeing with Grady is that there's a part of his energy that comes in, and we're having this huge download of energy, especially it started with sensitive kids. They could have felt it as early as March, and it really started kicking up through April, May, June, and the last couple of months. And so think of sensitive children, crystal children. Are you familiar with indigo crystal children?
I've heard of it, yes.
If you not read it, because it's going to describe what's up with your son as far as it's the sensitivity that he is. It's like, imagine somebody that is able just to, like a sponge, they pick up everything, including the surroundings of, like, I can hear this fluorescent lights going. And I thought everyone could hear fluorescent lights buzzing. But it's not only, it's like, I hear it so loud, so get into places like a school that then have the they're usually acoustic nightmares. Never mind throwing in sensitivity. And also, a lot of times when I see with Grady, part of him is energetically, he's already done with school. He's already packed up. It's like after April vacation or vacation time, and he's already like energetically pulled back and already out. Like I'm here in summertime. A naturopath would be very good for him, because I'm also seeing nutrition. So anybody that kind of combines naturopath with nutrition would be excellent with him, because when you get into the ADD medication, that especially when you have a sensitive kid, sometimes it's very hard to delegate because regulate, because we're not cookie cutter children. We're not cookie cutter people, and so. We can, our bodies can react differently on different times, different days, different periods. And so in our life, and so it's like not one dose does all kind of deal, you know? So naturopath, and again, I keep on hearing food allergies, watching food stuff, and watching, finding somebody that does a combination of both would be a wonderful thing for him. I'm also seeing 777s all around him. So think of the number of his being an old soul, and again, being very sensitive. And so when he goes to school, this is what I do with my kids, and I've done it since they were little. I have them pick a color that they want to be, so a color that of the day. So they would pick yellow, green, pink, and so I would have them put themselves in a bubble and expand it 12 feet around them. It sounds so airy-fairy, but it absolutely works. They're sealing off in this bubble. They come up with a color, and so their body needs that color. Everything is vibration and frequency, and that is color. There's a whole color therapy that has done amazing healing stuff. So to have him pick a color of a day of the day, if he can't, you don't think he'd be into it, then you even putting a bubble of light around him helps him absorb. It's like a shock absorber. It helps him take in the frequencies that are even. It's like a radio station. Imagine a station that's clear and crystal clear, and then a station that's all staticky. These kids are so sensitive, they can hear the static underneath, like a station that feels clear. They're highly sensitive. It's like that they are have like what I call is like big ears that they could just hear everything. So it's very hard for them to stay focused when you're being bombarded with hearing stuff down the hall. And so, and my kids, both of them are diagnosed with ADD, ADHD. My daughter has CAP disorder. And I saw this pattern in her energy field since she was born. And what I see is that these kids are totally just wired differently. Our school systems are not set up for that. They're acoustic nightmares. They're not set up as far as being able to. They have a long way to come, and a lot of them are doing that. They're recognizing it. A lot of the teachers are even familiar with the indigo children. I have a lot of clients that are teachers and social workers, and so they're very, very, they know that these kids are coming in, and why do we have a slew of kids that are ADHD, or then now the younger generation is autistic, and what the heck is going on here? It all goes back to the energy field. So think of, especially from now to July, that Grady's going through like an energetic growth spurt, just like they go through growth spurts with growing in their physical body. And when we go through a growth spurt, it's like think of our skin being physically or symbolically thin-skinned, meaning that he's, again, taking in overload, information overload, and so then he's going to react, feel by feeling, into information overload. So his body's saying to me, overload, overload, overload. I also work with him on getting him hydrated and make sure he drinks enough water, and if you could get him anywhere next to 3 liters to 3 quarts of water a day. That's not juice. That's not milk or anything. Anything, water, water, water is going to really help him. And also lecithin will really help him. The brain is made of 30% lecithin. Our nervous system is made of 3/4 of lecithin. And think of our nervous system, if you spread it out, it's thousands and thousands of miles long. He's got a deficit in lecithin, and that would absolutely help him tremendously as far as taking it in those granules you could put on a cereal. It's very easy for him to digest it because it's, again, the granules you could put on milk, cereal, oatmeal, or that kind of deal, and take it in, and it doesn't taste bad. So it's very easy for kids to start taking that. And that he would feel within a day. Because I'm seeing my sister's face, and when she started, she felt it instantly within that day instead of her kids. And so all of that would be able to support him as you're taking him to the naturopath and, again, testing him and different food allergies. But I do see him turning around as far as in July and not have. It's like, think of symbolically his skin gets thicker, so it doesn't feel like he's getting so bombarded down with the energies. And get him into knowing as far as energy maintenance, where I told my kids, because they're so sensitive, that they can do stuff for themselves. So when they're feeling really wired, have him do a lot of crossover movements, meaning having his legs cross over. Think of his body with a line straight down the middle. And anything where he could cross, even do his arms like scissors. And if you watch a lot, when kids watch TV, they do their legs, and their legs are going back and forth and creating the scissors. Energetically, we know what makes it helps wire our body. So anytime that he could do movement that crosses over his physical body, he's helping making pathways, energy pathways, to help him integrate and take more energy. It literally is wiring for the brain. It's helping him wire. And so doing anything like that, I give free energy exercises. Email and ask for those, and you do them with him. And again, they're easy. They're even holding different points of his head. Holding his temples are very important. It helps him get into his body, because part of him, think of his, it's like a 1,000-watt light bulb trying to get into the light bulb of a 50-watt light, so it's going to take its time as it gets in there, especially during the growth period that he's going into. But again, you're going to feel it, see him integrating the energy through July. I know it's still, actually, July's not that far away. When you think about it, we're the second week of June here, and so he's going to like calm down. And again, a lot of this has to do with overload, overload, overload of information overload. So that's going to really, again, help him out. Water and lecithin, and that's, I'm just seeing the medication. It's like he's so sensitive, it can't be regulated as far as one day it's like, it's too much, the next day it might not be enough, too much, not enough. It's like a line that goes up and down as far as that it looks like, a wavy line. So anything, there's a lot of natural stuff that people have had amazing results. I never had to put my kids on the medication because, and the schools were almost ready to force me to, but I said, please let me do what I want, you know, to do what I could do. And through diet, through energy exercises, they were able to be straight A students, and that they never had to do it. And I'm not saying that when people do that, they're doing anything wrong. We all got to do what we got to do. But this is where I'm saying that he's, again, so sensitive. The more he's able to, setting the tools right now and for yourself to be able to read up as far as with this kids child, because a lot of people are again, I'm so happy to see therapists and PhDs coming and learning about what these children, why and how are they wired differently and how we can support them in that we're years and years behind in trying to support them. So what can we do as we are able to make a bridge? And these are definitely forerunner kid, bridger kids. And so he's got a lot of yellow in his energy field. So whenever he wears yellow or tries to balance it, and so when he needs to cool down, I put him in blue, literally a blue shirt. Gets my kid really mellowed out because my son's got a lot of yellow energy too. It just mellows the energy field. Everything seeks balance. We all seek balance. We're homeo. We want that homeostasis, and so it's helping him get in balance and having him feel an energetic, like a strong core. And that's exactly what you're teaching him. And he's in a it's a perfect period because he's in a growth period for this. And so you're giving him a solid base. Okay.
Yeah. Is he going to do better in the fall?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Good.
Okay. All right. You're working with that over Sudra? Absolutely. And you're listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show. And I'll talk to you next week. And may you align with the divine.